What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones here. It's hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'm just talking about that cop, you know, saying that he might have been under the influence of prescription drugs. That would be saying, well, the police department was letting him work while he was under the care of a psychiatrist, because that's the only place you're going to get prescription drugs, right?
No, you can get prescription antidepressants from an ordinary doctor. And again, because it's considered okay in the medical industrial complex, police are allowed to take the same prescription drugs as anybody else until somebody officially says there is a danger here and people in a position to cause harm carrying a gun. Police, security guards, whatever, should not be allowed on these medications. They're going to still be allowed to use them. Right now, the way the system is set up, there is no reason, there's no mechanism for saying police officers on duty carrying a gun should not be allowed to have these medications. And therein lies the problem. As long as the link between these medications and violence is being suppressed to protect the profitability of the pharmaceutical companies, these kinds of tragedies are going to continue. And the cases where death or mass shootings happen make the news, but we know there are other correlations. There's a strong correlation between the penetration of these drugs into the American marketplace and the increase in per capita instances of domestic violence. And I'm trying to collect the data regarding road rage, bar fights, and other less lethal forms of aberrant, erratic, spontaneous violence, because I think there's a case to be made there. And I'm not the only one. Congress did see a reason to hold hearings on this, but under lobbying efforts from the pharmaceutical industries, they chose to do nothing. And because of that, it was perfectly legal for this officer Noor to be on these medications as long as they were prescribed by the appropriate medical practitioner.
Okay. Now, the Minneapolis Tribune is reporting that the driver's side police officer was fearing an ambush, and she may have been a decoy. Now, there's a lot of tension in Minneapolis right now, and so I'm going to go with this as a possible false flag to balance the scales and give the black community some satisfaction.
I'm going to go with the Minneapolis Police Department is trying to come up with any kind of a story that's going to save them from a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit.
Well,
you know, yesterday it was fireworks. You know, yesterday they were saying, oh, the guy responded to fireworks, and then somebody pointed out fireworks are illegal in that state, and so now this idea, he was afraid of an ambush. Okay, they're trying to protect themselves from a civil lawsuit at this point. And I want an answer to the question if this officer Noor was on these medications, if for no other reason than to rule them out.
Yeah. Well, at least the blacks got some satisfaction out of it.
I don't see how that.
There's a lot of tension. That cop shot that guy last year in Minneapolis is a pretty dangerous place for cops right now. I'm just saying. You never know.
I'm not buying it. We're talking about an Australian woman in her pajamas. It doesn't really feel right to me. All right, Rick, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much here, and we're going to switch to James in Anaheim. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, long-time listener of about an hour, first-time caller. I'm sorry I've never heard of you before, but you're amazing. Thank you very much for bringing me on. I'm totally ecstatic that somebody turned me on to you.
Thank you.
Two things to load up if you... You're welcome. Two things you could load up in your mental database, Seth Rich and Natalia testifying. In regards to Seth Rich, add Kim.com, because at a certain point, Kim.com said, hey, I have proof to that Seth Rich, his code name or his username or whatever was Panda, that he was the Podesta WikiLeaks and exposed all that information. Of course, he's dead now. So that's one question. Do you believe the question really is do you believe that there needs to be a more thorough investigation? That's one question. In regards to Natalia testifying, it almost appears as like she can't wait. She's baiting these guys to bring her in front of Congress so she can make fools out of the DNC, which I can't wait for. Do you believe that's kind of happening right now? That's my second question.
Okay, well, let's start with the first one. First of all, there are other indications that Seth Rich was the leak of the DNC Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. For one thing, the leaked emails stop just before he was murdered. Second of all, Kim.com had the confirmation of that. Some of Seth Rich's own family came on out and said that he had told them he was the leak. Of course, they're now all being hushed up around there as well. But somebody did a forensic analysis of the meta tags on the files that were leaked and discovered that they'd been copied far too quickly to have been copied over the Internet by Russia or anybody else. They had to be copied by somebody who had access to the actual physical server. And so that's another confirmation right there. As far as an investigation, I would love to see it happen. But you can understand there are so many people who want this issue to go away. Because the DNC has bet their credibility on Russia hacking. Hillary has bet her credibility, what she, little she has left, on Russia hacking. The corporate media went along with this story for month after month after month. If it comes out Seth Rich was the leak and was murdered for it, they're all going to take a major credibility hit, and they don't want that to happen. Plus, there's that other aspect behind it, that it's going to renew interest in all these other scandals surrounding Hillary Clinton. First and foremost, that email server. And Sean Hannity is right to be out there pushing for that right now. Moving on to Natalia, the lawyer, the last word we have is that she has basically said she was set up for that meeting as well by this Magnitsky Law lobbyist. And she's feeling like she was suckered into this. So this whole meeting was a manufactured incident. The day after Hillary lost to Donald Trump, they sat around and came up with this Russia stole the election for Donald Trump, and they needed to manufacture evidence to support that. And this meeting was one of their attempts to do so, along with attempting to bribe this arrested hacker in Europe to admit he was hacking the American election on behalf of Russia. And they offered him, you know, get out of jail free card, bring him to the United States, buy him a home, give him a bunch of money. And he turned them down to his credit. But we know this is how it operates. They come up with an idea and a story, and then they manufacture the evidence to say, see, this is what's going on. Except at this point, nobody in the United States of America is going to take anything coming out of the corporate media or anybody in government at face value. We have been made utter fools of before the eyes of the world too many times, whether it was Saddam's nuclear weapons or Assad's sarin gas or torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin or all the rest of it. We don't want to be fooled again, and we need to be very, very skeptical. And so, again, the polls are showing only 6% of Americans even think this Russia-Trump story is important anymore. They're losing this fight, and they don't know what else to do, so they're going to keep on pushing this nonsense.
It's disgusting, it's shameful, it's degrading, and we look like fools to the rest of the world. Hey, thank you so much for letting me ask those questions, and I'll be listening to you more often. Take care.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and close the phone lines. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. Now then, do you remember all of that Black Lives Matter, the rioting, the ruckus that they were making, especially after Hillary Clinton lost? Well, it's starting to have a backlash on all of those institutions that went along with it. And over at the University of Missouri, the backlash from Black Lives Matter has been a major drop of new enrollment. Young people do not want to go to a university to be caught up in political infighting. They want a degree that will get them a job. They're starting to understand that they're not likely to get that. And so apparently between 2015 and 2016, enrollment at the University of Missouri dropped 23%. And for the coming fall term, it's dropped another 16%. It's estimated this is going to cost the University of Missouri $14.5 million. And the university is already starting to lay people off in response to that. Now, political correctness has just gone way over the shark. And I apologize if I'm using the wrong gender pronoun for the shark, but that's just the way it is. Apparently, the International Olympic Committee is abandoning gender testing and will allow men who think they are women or who've gone through the surgery to compete against real biological DNA women in all events. Now, the reality is that having the surgery and taking hormones to grow breasts does not turn you into a woman. Genetically and biologically, you are still a man with the inherent strength advantage over women. We were hearing just a couple of months ago about this man who thought he was a woman, allowed to compete in women's wrestling, and to nobody's surprise, swept the championships. And this is a case where this idea of gender fluidity is just getting to the point of ridiculousness. The Olympics are supposed to celebrate the best in athletic competition, and it's become another political battleground. And I can imagine right now there are a lot of young women who are training for the Olympics who are just realizing, I should just quit. It doesn't matter how hard I work or how much I train. If there's some guy who thinks he's a woman who's allowed to compete against me, I'm going to lose. It's ridiculous. It is utterly ridiculous. Now, apparently the United States is not the only place that is having an issue with election fraud. Apparently over in Great Britain, the Electoral Commission is warning of a troubling rise in voter fraud and suggestions that Labour could have been boosted by students voting for them twice in the recent general election. Apparently, students are legally allowed to register at both their university address and their home address. They're only supposed to vote in one location, but nobody is checking for it. And apparently somebody did a survey, and some of the students did admit that, yes, they voted twice in both locations. Apparently, violence over in Baltimore has reached a point where this 44-year-old mother has come up with a symbolic gesture. Erica Bridgeford has basically come on out calling for a single murder-free weekend, trying to impose a 72-hour truce just once to establish that it can be done. So why are all our cities engulfed in gun violence at a time when supposedly guns are being controlled? Look at Chicago, the model of gun control in America and the murder capital of the entire country. Well, interestingly enough, an ex-Chicago gang member has come on out, did a video statement saying what's going on is in the gang-controlled areas, somebody is literally dumping crates of guns in the alleys, not just semi-automatic, fully automatic class 3 firearms. And he's alleging that it is the U.S. government trying to kick off urban warfare to justify the declaration of a national emergency and gun confiscation. And if you look at what the U.S. government was doing with Fast and Furious, the U.S. government was gun-running to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria. It's not beyond the realm of possibility that that's what's going on here. Okay, let's get into science and health here. Apparently, State Representative Craig Hall of Utah is basically out there pushing for a law that will allow children to use sunscreen at school without a doctor's note. Up until now, students going to a school, if they have some kind of lotion or whatever, they have to have a doctor's note. And this state representative says, no, we shouldn't have that. Students should be allowed to use sunscreen at school without a doctor's note. I wonder how much stock in the sunscreen companies State Representative Craig Hall happens to own for two reasons. First of all, if you're in school, except when you're out there for physical education, you're indoors. You don't need sunscreen. And by the way, they admit that this state representative is an unabashed proponent of sun protection. Best sun protection, big hat, put on some clothes. And The other aspect, of course, is we know that a lot of these sunscreens have dangerous chemicals in them. What they're trying to do is get these little kiddies into the idea of slathering on the sun lotion all the time to turn them into dedicated, loyal consumers of yet another questionable product. And speaking of questionable product, this is over at this store, apparently TV station WTVD did a study and found out that makeup being sold to tweens and little girls actually contains asbestos. And they're saying, are these cosmetics safe for girls and teens? And I would add to that adults. Because the cosmetics companies have a little bit of a loophole they like to use. Because cosmetics are external, they are not subject to the same stringent requirements for ingredients and safety as food would be. But it's a myth that cosmetics stay on the outside of your skin because the body is very porous. If you ever take a physiology course, one of the experiments they will do is rub garlic on the bottom of your foot and then time how long it takes for you to taste it in your mouth. And so all of these chemicals being put on the skin of these children, it is getting inside them. So apparently tests were conducted on these products at a private lab in Greensboro, North Carolina. And asbestos was discovered in this product called Just Shine Shimmer Powder. Now remember, it can take 10 to 40 years for symptoms of mesothelioma to appear. These teens and girls may already be in trouble and they don't know it. Won't know it for a while. This is getting a little bit dangerous here. An FDA panel is recommending approving a leukemia treatment that actually alters the genes of the patient. And it sounds like the stuff of science fiction. And given how recklessly genetic engineering has been conducted to date, there is another potential problem here. We're talking about the FDA allowing medications that when you are given them, they will change your DNA for you. And apparently a panel of cancer experts who are probably financially involved in this product endorsed the leukemia treatment on Wednesday. And apparently the FDA is not required to follow the panel's recommendation, but usually does. Now, over in Great Britain, their government is getting ready to pass a law that outlaws any advertisements showing gender stereotypes. Apparently, somebody called up and complained about a commercial showing housewives cleaning and children playing with gender-biased toys. Now, as somebody who's worked in advertising and produced and directed TV commercials, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be nothing to work with in terms of creating a story for the commercial. Because the commercial has to be entertaining. It has to involve the viewer, or it's simply not going to be effective. You have to lure them in. And what are you going to do? Go against the gender stereotypes? Have the husband cleaning the house? It's actually going to turn off both women and men. There have been all kinds of studies that have been done throughout the years by the advertising industry showing that most people have a psychological comfort with the stereotypes they grew up with. But again, liberals are still clinging to that belief that if they change the environment, they can change your brain. Even though it has been disproved, even though Margaret Mead's coming of age in Samoa, which started all of this stuff, has been revealed as an intellectual fraud. They still keep pushing on this idea. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break. When we come on back, we've got some stuff about computers. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We're going to try and switch machines and get a better sound quality connection over this next break. So we'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. Sean in Seattle. Sean, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, Mike? I just wanted to mention that I haven't heard you talk much about the net neutrality or whatever, and I was just wondering what your take was. I don't fully understand it. I know that they were trying to, the internet is a different thing, but I know they're trying to just suppress the internet like they're trying to make it into like TV, like cable, where it's like you can only watch, see one thing or whatever. But anyway,
okay. Well, basically, in brief, net neutrality, as the internet began to grow, net neutrality was a principle that all carriers had to carry all traffic, and it came out of a principle called common carrier, which was itself a result of the breakup of the Bell Telephone Company into the regional telephone companies, and arguments over whether this telephone company had any obligation to carry the traffic originating at this telephone company over here and ending at this telephone company over here. And so it was established that, yes, all of the telephone companies, although they were broken into separate companies, the telephone system had to be run as a single network with equal access to everybody. And, of course, that was a good idea. Net neutrality was a continuance of the same thing. Now, the idea, they want to get rid of net neutrality in order to provide a fast lane on the internet that will be available to content providers willing to pay the fee, such as the streaming video people and so forth. And obviously, for small websites like myself, we would be relegated to the slow lane. And so it's basically taking the internet and prioritizing it for the benefit of large corporations.
Which is devastating. I mean, this is horrible.
Well, it may be the reason why I'm not getting the broadband speed that I'm paying for out here under Spectrum. But, of course, Spectrum's already been sued by the state of New York for advertising so much bandwidth and not being able to deliver it.
Right. So what's Donald Trump's take on it? Or side on this, because I heard he agrees with he's trying to get rid of net neutrality.
Okay, he's not trying to get rid of it. He originally was on board saying net neutrality should remain. It's the large corporations and the corporate media and the internet service providers themselves want to get rid of it in order to make more money and to have more control over what computer users are seeing and doing. To run more commercials, to sell more movies, and so forth and so on.
Okay, so that's just going to be on the back burner until they figure it all out, or when's the final say on all that?
Well, the final say is the FCC has basically ruled net neutrality no longer exists, and we're already starting to see a very obvious disparity in the quality and bandwidth of service between these large content providers and the smaller operators.
Wow, so I know people have asked you this before, but it's like it's like things don't look like they're doing so good right now. I mean, it's like I try to tell all my friends what's going on, and people need to be vigilant and they need to pay attention on what's going on and everything. And I mean, it doesn't look like Donny Boy is winning too many battles here.
No, he is definitely corralled and controlled. We know his own people are lying to him. We know for a fact that the CIA lied to Donald Trump and told him it was beyond a doubt Assad had gassed those people at Idlib, and Donald Trump went and launched that disastrous cruise missile attack. And Donald Trump is hardly the first president who was being lied to by the CIA in order to manipulate him. They were doing it to John F. Kennedy. And they lied to Kennedy about the Bay of Pigs. They lied to Kennedy about Vietnam. And we have too many people at the tops of these intelligence agencies who think they're actually running the country. When J. Edgar Hoover was in charge of the FBI, he called his own office the seat of the American government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So Trump needs to go on the offensive. He needs to get aggressive. He's got to regain the initiative. And he needs to understand that loyalty in Washington, D.C. is not automatically to the person who is signing your paycheck and who is nominally your boss. There are lots and lots of hidden allegiances all over the place. And Trump, again, he was as naive coming into the White House as Jimmy Carter was. We got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the telephones here. Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Listen, Mike, I have a two-part question. You just answer it the best way you can.
My
first question is this. What did Adolf Hitler gain besides power going after the Jews and other minorities? My other question is this. If Joe Kennedy Sr. wasn't such an appeaser, would he have been president of the United States?
Well, in answer to your first question, the Nazi Party made use of an old propaganda mechanism, which is to have a scapegoat group within your society on whom you blame all the problems. In our society right now, it's the Muslims, and it's just a way of a government ducking the blame for their own mistakes, stupidity, and bad behavior. And Hitler targeted the Jews because at that time there was a lot of hostility in general toward the Jews, who were seen as having profited unfairly from Germany's woes during World War I and the aftermath under the private central bank. So it was easy to make and demonize them as a scapegoat device. So that's what Hitler got, was somebody to blame for all the problems while he took credit for all the good things for himself. As far as Joe Kennedy, no, I don't think he could have run for president because of the connections between him and organized crime. Would have been dragged on out by anybody that he ran against. So Joe Kennedy, basically his political ambitions were by proxy through his sons, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Ted Kennedy, who were not connected with any of the rum-running activity, and therefore were politically clean. The only thing John F. Kennedy had going against him was he was a womanizer. He'd already gotten a reputation around Washington, D.C. for getting girls in trouble. And interestingly enough, Joseph Kennedy got him into the Navy and arranged for him to be sent to the South Pacific as a device to get John F. Kennedy out of Washington, D.C. before there were any more sex scandals. And supposedly John F. Kennedy was sent to a safe area. But ironically, he was put in charge of PT-109. They had that run-in with the Japanese destroyer, and John F. Kennedy became a hero by saving his crew. So he came back from the South Pacific, ideally positioned for a run for the government, for Congress first and then for the White House.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And moving on down here, there is a new ransomware floating around, discovered by InfoSecurity. And the good news for us ordinary home computer users is this ransomware is not interested in us. Whoever designed this one, it is specifically targeted on large enterprise entities, schools, hospitals, factories, companies, because it's demanding a huge ransom for the unlock key more than any one individual user could use. So less of an annoyance for us, but again, huge losses to our economy at a time when we cannot afford it. Where is the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA in the face of this very clear and present danger to the American economy and our IT infrastructure, which we're told the NSA is supposed to be protecting? Now, there's been another vector discovered for identity theft. If you have a Facebook profile and you change your phone number, you need to make sure you delete your old phone number, because apparently scammers have found out a way where they can basically go to the phone company that you were at and specifically request your old phone number. And then once they have that, they can go back on into Facebook using your old login credentials, your old phone number, and get your personal data. So your online data should be austere. It's just common sense anyway. People are far too trusting. They think it's a computer, it's great, it's high tech, and they put all kinds of stuff on there that they shouldn't. And it makes them vulnerable, especially when we have a government that could care less if you're being robbed, plundered, looted by the cyber criminals. They don't care. They absolutely don't care. Maybe the cyber criminals have their own lobbying group up there in Washington, D.C. Yes, we're going to give you a campaign donation, but yeah, just don't pass any laws regarding cybercrime. Who knows what's going on up there? Now, Elon Musk, who's the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, is out there on his soapbox saying that artificial intelligence must be regulated, saying we need to do it now because by the time we are reactive in AI regulation, it is going to be too late. Now, he raises a valid concern. And if you are a science fiction aficionado, there's a book called Neuromancer by William Gibson, where they talk about these artificially intelligent machines that are under strict lock and key. And there's even a special global police force that polices them to keep them from trying to break free of their controls and become independent. And ultimately, at the end of the book, well, I'm not going to spoil the surprise for you. So it is an issue. Is it really a danger now? Well, if you've seen some of the videos I've produced, computers are already a danger to human activity without being artificially intelligent. Most of our financial system is now under the control of very powerful computers who've been programmed for only one priority: make more money for the owners. And that is the only thing shaping their decisions. But a panel of experts over at the recent 2017 Wharton Global Forum in Hong Kong has come to the conclusion that the hype about artificial intelligence has outrun the reality that so-called AIs, they're getting more clever at simulating artificial intelligence. They're a long ways away from being self-aware. And so they're saying that it'll be there someday, it's not quite here just yet. I remember when I got my iPhone 5 and I was playing games with Siri. And you could tell it was all canned responses. And it's very clever and it's very convincing. But I don't think Siri is really artificially intelligent. The FBI has now sounded yet another warning regarding internet-connected toys. And these are toys that have cloud-backed features like speech recognition or online content hosting. And the FBI is warning that these toys place the privacy and safety of children at risk because of the large amount of personal information they may be unwittingly disclosing to be intercepted by hackers. Little kids don't understand discretion. And they may be just saying things in their conversation with this device that would be better kept private. And, of course, for this apparent epidemic of child sexual exploitation, predation, if you will. These toys are a gateway into the children's private lives to find out how, where, and when they might be vulnerable. I'll be very honest. If I'd been fortunate enough to be a parent, I would not allow my child to have these things. I would certainly want my child to learn how to use a computer, but just like teaching them how to use a firearm, understand this thing can be dangerous. It's not a toy. It is a tool. And there are bad people out there. Now, here's a fun story. I love this one. Apparently, over at the Georgetown Waterfront Shopping and Office Complex, this is in Washington Harbor in Washington, D.C., they had a robot security guard, the Nightscope K5, that was patrolling the mall. Looks kind of like R2-D2 and maybe a Dalek for all you Doctor Who fans. And it was supposed to be this crime-fighting robot that could rove the streets and monitor for suspicious activity. And it's been used in a lot of places across the United States. But apparently the pressure was too much for the robot at the shopping mall, which rolled into a fountain and drowned itself. So this robot security guard committed suicide. And all I can wonder is, what did this robot know about Hillary Clinton? This is a good story. I agree with Donald Trump on this one. There is a robotics competition going on, international robotics competition, taking place here in the United States of America. And because of the travel ban, this girls' Afghan robotic team were banned from entering the country. And Donald Trump made the appropriate phone calls to get them access. So these Afghan girls are coming on over. They're going to take part in this robot competition. And I think these robotics competitions are really, really cool. And it's nice to see kids getting involved with that sort of thing again, because I'm a big science buff, and I used to play a lot with robots. And actually, my nephew went through a phase where he was part of his high school robotics club. So I created up all of my robots, and I sent them to him. He's into other things now. Another warning coming on out, this from CBS News. Tech may replace half of all low-skilled jobs in the United States. This is based on Ball State University basically saying the more robots that come on in, the fewer jobs there will be for human beings. And that means ordinary workers are going to have even less money to take into those shopping malls. And we're starting to see these robots come on out that can do basic skills like bricklaying. But we have to have jobs. There has to be some mechanism by which the wealth that has accumulated at the very top of our economy and the wealth differential in this country is at record levels. It has to be recycled down to the bottom so that working people and middle class can trade their labor and their skills for decent wages and salaries in order to care for themselves and have enough left over to pump back into the economy at the shopping malls, at the car dealerships, at the appliance store, at the real estate office. And I'm seeing all these CEOs who are saying, oh, we can't raise the minimum wage, it's going to cost me money, not understanding that collectively their employees are also collectively their customers. there is a clear correlation between the suppression of high wages and salaries in this country and the retail Mageddon we're seeing in front of us. But the money junkies can't see beyond the end of their own wallet, and they just don't seem to comprehend what's going on over there and why the system is locking up. We're heading toward a society where we're going to have factories and shopping malls filled with robots with absolutely nothing to do because there won't be any human beings coming in those doors to buy those products. That's where we're headed right now. I think maybe there is some regulation that would be justified, saying that if there is a job a human cannot do, that is the appropriate place for a robot. But if there is a job a human can do, then we shouldn't have a robot there. We have to make sure people are able to work. We can't just put them on welfare. Nobody will pay for it. And we don't want to disincentivize the desire to work and produce quality products. I mean, if you look at the disaster that communism turned into, because there was no incentive to excellence in that society, we don't want to go down that road. Now, apparently, Segway's latest two-wheel transporter toy, the hoverboard, has turned out to be disturbingly easy to hack. And researchers at IOActive basically looked at the Segway Mini Pro, and they found the wireless link between the machine and its mobile app, apparently you drive it with your smartphone, was insecure, allowing anyone in radio range to basically go on in and commandeer the rides. In other words, it could basically face plant you. Isn't this fun? Boom. It amazes me, knowing how widespread cyber mischief is, that they're not taking the time to make these systems just a little bit more secure. And it wouldn't take that much to do. But it would cost money. Remember that disturbing number that came on out? Most countries, the ratio of CEO pay to worker pay is anywhere between 10, maybe 15. Here in the United States of America, it's 450 to 1. CEOs, on average, are making 450 times as much money as their workers. That's why they're opposed to a minimum wage. They don't want to give up all the goodies. They think it's all supposed to flow to them. And it's a nice fantasy, but in the long run, it cannot work. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Tim in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's Tim. I called you several months ago about the gold trail, and I just wanted to apologize for using you, but it was really good deal. It cost them a few million dollars to move that stuff, and I know it's hard for you to believe that, but go back to the Revolutionary War and who that the British actually surrendered to, and they surrendered to the French.
Yes.
And that gave them billet power, and that's how I was able to trace all of that, was because the French army still moves around America easily, and it was actually easier to trace than I thought it would be. But you've got a lot of smart people listening to you, and you know, they can come up with a lot of this stuff themselves, and they can do a whole lot better than I can. But yes, it worked out really good. They had to move everything out of their tunnels over there, I really enjoyed being able to do that with you. But I did want to call and apologize for using you. Now, the best thing is we're down to 4 of 10 now in the CIA, which is really good. But if you notice, there wasn't a single story about the gold for like 3 months after that. And I was really, that was a blessing for me to be able to do that.
All right. Well, congratulations on your victory there. And I'm still not entirely certain I recall what this issue was all about. But we're going to let you go here. We're almost to the end of the show here, and I got to cover some news. Thank you very much, Tim, here. Apparently, there's a new Linux malware that exploits the SambaCry flaw, and it is targeting Internet of Things devices, particularly network-attached storage appliances. This is discovered by researchers at Trend Micro. And again, look at what a huge problem this is, and our government seems oblivious to it. There's only one of two possible explanations. All of these three-letter agencies, NSA, FBI, CIA, are totally incompetent, or they are the ones behind the cybercrime wave. It is just another way of plundering the American people like civil forfeiture. Now, over the last couple of days, been a lot of earthquakes over at the western end of the Aleutians. The planet is kind of rocking and rolling. Big quake down in Peru. We're getting a swarm down in Hawaii. Looks like the Earth is just kind of getting restless here a little bit. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And in point of fact, don't join me on the air, because this is the last segment of the program, and I don't take calls in that last segment. We need to move that bump to another location in the program here. Now, as you know, next month on the 21st, there is going to be a magnificent solar eclipse all across the United States of America. The path of totality stretches from the West Coast to the East Coast, and I imagine everybody's getting excited about this. I've never seen a total solar eclipse in my lifetime. It's on my bucket list. And if I were on the mainland, I would be making plans to try and drive on up there. And I imagine that's going to be true for a lot of people. And it has led to Oregon officials telling the citizens that are living along the path of totality to basically stockpile food and be prepared to basically stay at home because the roads are going to be jammed. And everybody, there's going to be horrible traffic jams, and people are just going to have to be taking care of themselves while the amateur astronomers come on in, watch the eclipse, and head on back. And that does make a lot of sense, and obviously it applies to everybody living along the path of totality. So if you're along that part of the United States, go and look at the predicted path of totality, and if you're living in that path of totality, common sense. Have some extra food, extra beverages, water, batteries, TV, whatever. You're going to be basically camping out, isolated in your own home, and the roads are going to be jammed because this is one of nature's most magnificent spectacles. And photography does not do it justice. I encourage you to go see it. And if you're on that path of totality, I encourage you to just understand there's going to be a monstrous traffic jam all along that path of totality. And I imagine the oil companies are going to be very happy. People are going to be buying a lot of extra gas. I'm sure they'll be coming in from 2-3 states away in many cases. Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see that. Now, apparently there's a new Monsanto product out there. And the EPA has just approved it for Monsanto. And the new product is they're not going to be spraying our crops with glyphosate anymore. They're genetically engineering the plants to produce their own glyphosate internally through a process called RNA interference. Now, first of all, we know that glyphosate is a probable human carcinogen. Second of all, RNA is a much less stable molecule than DNA. It can mutate very rapidly generation to generation. Ebola is based on an RNA strand, and it can change as much as 10% of its structure in a single generation. So tinkering with RNA could get out of control very, very quickly. And again, the degree of recklessness and lack of respect for the dangers here is frightening. Apparently, Canadian researchers spending only $100,000 were able to reconstitute an extinct smallpox virus using several mail-order samples of genetic material. And I have to wonder why. I guess maybe smallpox vaccine sales are slowing down or something. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. Take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We have to keep pushing back against this wall of propaganda that is coming down on us even now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.